Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Dietrich Haddon with I Need Your Help. Takes us to 10 minutes past 1. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. Coming live from the Emperor's Palace as we talk all things Township Economies exhibition. We started about 12 and you heard a couple of, businesses and companies coming through. Right about now, we have quite a huge household name, I must say. FNB, the First National Bank. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit, Kabelo.
Good afternoon, Luca. Thank you. Thanks for the welcome. What a warm introduction. Thank you. I feel welcome. Good afternoon,
listen,
to your listeners
When I say FNB, I can't just say FNB and people wonder, yeah, Who's FNB? So I've got the head of sales, Kabelo Mutiane, with me this afternoon. And man, I must say your branding is absolutely huge as I look out here. So there's a role to play.
No, absolutely.
I mean, we're talking townships, but yes, then you guys are here. I know that we find you guys in townships as well.
Yes.
So I think we cannot actually speak of townships in exclusion of such a big brand as well. So tell us exactly, who you are. Obviously, we know you're a bank. Why exactly it's so important for you guys to be part of what's happening here today?
No, thank you. And thanks to the opportunities and good afternoon to your listeners. Look, as FNB, we pride ourselves. I mean, you know our motto is how can we help you? And in February this year, we produced a white paper that focused on some of the SME white paper that focused on some of the challenges that are faced by businesses. And pivotal to that, what came up was township businesses. And we've actually ran a strategy over the past couple of years looking at how can we participate in financial inclusion.
All right.
Inclusivity of businesses that are in the township, and how can we then showcase the work that they do, and how can we support them differently, and how can we take our products, our services intentionally so to help solve for scalability of businesses in the township.
You know, one of the things that mostly, if a person has started a small business, I know I've been in this position as well, one of the things we think of is, yeah, a business account, yo, these are expensive. You know, we always think, these companies, who's cheaper, who's what?
Yeah.
But maybe let me give you just a moment to sell yourself as FNB, to say, why would I, as a township business, go to you guys as FNB? What is it in for me?
Yeah. No, thanks. I think for FNB, from an account, transactional account point of view, we've got two very good products. That's your gold product that is for businesses that are making a turnover of 0 to 5 million per annum. And the monthly service fee there is $99.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And it's coupled with a lot of benefits that comes with it. We've got a business loan call that we offer. If you recall, we had COVID, and post-COVID we had looting as well in KZN at some point in time. And we realized that most of the businesses were not insured. There were businesses that come from township as well, and there were small businesses. So we've got a business loan call, we've got an insurance for small businesses, and we really do comprehensive insurance for them, and would really encourage, businesses to look at that. And then the second product that I would like to lean on is the FBZ. It's called First Business Zero. So there you pay. And listen to this, you pay absolutely 0 monthly fee on it.
Okay.
And it's mostly for single member entities. If you're starting out and you're not so sure how you're going to scale, at what point you're going to scale, because for a startup, it's very crucial to ensure that you manage your costs.
Yeah.
And as a bank, we don't want to be one of the pain in your business.
Yeah.
Hence, we've got this First Business Zero account. It's a 0 monthly fee account. And as you transition into making, larger and increased turnover month on month, then you can go to your gold business account, then you go to your platinum business account, which is for turnovers from 5 million until 60 million. So we are segmented in that way.
I was actually laughing the other day. I saw somebody was hacked or whatever you call it, but it was a fraudulent case from another bank. I won't mention by name.
Okay.
And this person was like, I've been with FNB for 10 years. And somebody else came through, FNB is the best. And I thought, your people are loyal. What do you do to your people to keep them so loyal? I don't know how you guys do it, but your Corabella works.
The Corabella, I like it. Okay, let me tell you what is the Corabella. And true story, Corabella at FNB is the understanding that help changes everything.
Yeah.
For so many years that we've been in existence, everything circulates around help.
Yeah.
And as you would realize, as we change and we move forward over the past years, it's always been about help. How can we help?
Yeah, how can we help?
And we are really intentional around that because we listen to our customers. They inform what we do.
I mean,
whatever solution that we put in place from a value proposition point of view, it is actually informed by what the client needs.
Yeah.
And I mean, you mentioned in that you had a friend of yours telling you that they got hacked from another bank. I mean, when things go wrong, we are also quick to attend to them and make sure that we resolve to the best interest of the client.
Mm.
And let me tell you, one of the other things we pride ourselves in is becoming the trusted advisor and partner in your business, not only providing, you know, sort of an over-the-counter service. We want to be with you throughout the journey of your business.
I heard you mention something about, before I let you go, business in law and whatnot. What does that even mean? I'll tell you why I'm asking. A couple of months ago, my brother ran into with the law in a very weird way.
Before
I knew it, I think there was a lawyer that came from the bank or something. I'm like, and his wife and I were called by this guy. He's like, Mr. Mkwedi's ran. We're like, on a Saturday. Yeah, where's he coming from? Apparently from your bank.
Absolutely. So that is actually, you know, having a lawyer in your pocket, speed dial.
Yeah.
You know, you can just call your lawyer there and there when you have a challenge, when you need their services. So business law and call, it's a product that we offer to businesses. You know, we can help you with drafting your contracts, interpreting them. And when you get faced with any challenge that requires a lawyer's intervention, we are there. It's on call. You can literally phone and get that.
So he definitely has it on his business. Because I was wondering, when did this guy suddenly get a lawyer somewhere from a bank?
So we're bridging that gap between law services and individual. Because if you recall, I mean, in the past, accessing a lawyer was something big with these big fees.
Opening
opening files, and you have to go and sit in front of someone that is very suited up with proper eloquent English, but now you get them on a call.
Of course.
So that's how we help small businesses.
Mr. KB, thank you so much. Before I let you go, what would you like to say to these small businesses filling up this entire place?
I must say, the atmosphere, the positivity that is around the room, I love it. They are quite up and coming small businesses in here.
Yeah.
And I must say, I mean, big ups to those that are resilient.
Yeah.
I always say at the bank, when a client or a business owner comes and approaches us for any kind of a business, we understand the trenches that they would have gone through to get to where they are.
True.
But we want to say shout out to the businesses out there. What you're doing is helping to preserve what South Africa is capable of. We must continue to buy local. We must continue to support the local businesses. And I wish everyone here all of the best. One thing, they must never give up. They must keep on pushing because they are helping to make South Africa a better place. And we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mr. KB, and all the best as you lead your team. That is Kabelo Mutiani, who's the regional head of F&B commercial sales in Gauteng, South Africa and Central.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.